Chief Executive Officer Scott Luth says it was a good year overall, laying groundwork. The one issue that stands out to him is the Bluffs Industrial Campus, which received $3 million from the state for site connectivity and infrastructure improvements.
The current dollars that we're looking at will allow us to finish pretty much all of the utility alignment, road alignments, and engineering packages for the Industrial Boulevard that will run down through the middle of the park.
Elsewhere, Florida West upgraded their websites, resources, and materials, along with expanding content on targeted industries, workforce data, and market access. Another goal met, says Luth, is linking the economy to the increase in Florida's high-tech footprint.
And when I talk about laying that groundwork, our cybersecurity initiative really kind of comes to mind. And that's how we're kind of tying into the overall strategy for the state of Florida, as well as locally, making sure that we're supporting and developing and growing the high-tech industries and innovative-type industries here for our community.
One success story for 2017 came in the area of education, the ground zero of any business operation.
Over this past year, we really saw our career academies launch in our school system. Programs at Pensacola State, really came on board and really began to see some great results out of those programs. And some of the designation that was received by UWF and the program that it has around cybersecurity.
Another highlight was a forum at the University of West Florida sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Ayman El Sheikh, director of the Center for Cybersecurity at UWF, says a major step a community can take is to join forces against the cyber bad guys.
Our business, our government, our military, our educational partners, and find out how we can continue to grow more interest and awareness in cybersecurity and in the great career opportunities that we have right here.
West Florida is designated by the National Security Agency and Homeland Security as a center of academic excellence, along with the cybersecurity hub for the Southeast.
And so one of the things that we'd like to do is continue to develop flexible pathways and innovative programs that will help address the workforce needs and produce the next generation of cybersecurity leaders. That's been one of our main goals, is really to serve as that hub, to be able to network and connect the pieces together.
But perhaps the crown jewel of economic development in Northwest Florida for now is the construction of the VTMAE plant next to Pensacola International Airport.
It looks like we're going to meet our objective of March 20th, which is our substantial completion date. We follow shortly thereafter by a certificate of occupancy. We're anticipating operations to commence in early May.
Company President Bill Hafner says except for the site manager, who will transfer from Mobile, they're looking to fill almost every other job in aircraft refurbishment.
Right now we're looking for aircraft mechanics, that we call airframe power plant mechanics, APGs. We're looking for avionics technicians, structural mechanics, interiors mechanics. We're looking for stores people. We're looking for dock control and planning people. Everything it takes to run the facility. There are opportunities in all areas.
They've been very pleased so far with the interest in going to work for the company. We're very excited to see that operation actually move into production and hopefully having our first aircraft in 2018.
Florida West Scott Luth also points to the announcement in December that Virginia-based VetFed Resources, which serves veterans seeking medical disability services, will open an office in Pensacola, creating about 20 new jobs. In our next report, the challenges on tap for 2018 for economic development and Florida West. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.